Today is Masechet Nida Daf Yud Zayin. I would like to discuss. Thank you very much. To discuss with you the Mishnah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, very difficult Mishnah. I'm going to read a few lines of Gemara. Extremely difficult. So it's difficult not in Lomdis. It's difficult to understand the Mitzias, the reality. It's about the anatomy of a woman's reproductive organs. So let me read the words of the Mishnah. Moshul moshlu chachamim beisha. This is a fascinating expression. Chazal, the chacham, have given us a moshul, a metaphor, a proverb. How often do you have a Mishnah or a Chazal use such an expression that we are about to have a moshul? We're going to talk in terms abstract terms, metaphors for the different parts of the woman's reproductive organ. Hacheder, there's something called a room, a chamber. Vaprozdar, there's something called the hallway. Vehoalia, and there's something called the attic. Okay, these are the three major sections of woman's anatomy. The cheder, the prozdar, vehoalia. Dam hacheder tame, blood of the cheder is tame, blood that comes from the cheder, which appears to be the uterus, the ovary. This is the real deal. This is the real makar of the dam. This is the real thing. Is tame. Dam ho'alia, if blood comes from this chamber, again the blood is coming throughout in the regular way. If we know that this blood that has come, has been released from the woman's body, has come from the aliyah, the upper chamber, tahar, no problem whatsoever. But you have to know that. How do you know that? That's a million dollar question, to know where the blood came. But if we would know for a fact the blood came from the aliyah, not from the cheder, then you are tahar. Nimsa beprozdar, but let's say the woman makes an examination, she finds blood in the prozdar, in the hallway. So what's the rule? Sveikoi tamei. It can be one or the other. The prozdar is a hallway, both the aliyah, the attic, which is tahar, and the cheder, the room, which is tameh, open up into the hallway. So we don't know. We don't know where the blood came from. Did it come from the cheder? That's tameh. Did it come from the aliyah and the blood is tahar? We don't know. Sveikoi tameh. Lefi shecheskasoi min amokar, because most of the time when there's blood to be found in the prozdar, most of the time, it comes from the cheder, which is called also the makar. Okay, now let me read a few lines of Gemara. Rami bar Shmuel, Rav Yitzchak Breid, Rav Yehuda Tani Nida bei Rav Huna. These two students, they learned Masechta Nida by Rav Huna. He was their rabbi for Masechta Nida. Ashkechinu Rabba bar Rav Huna, Rab bar Rav Huna, the son of Rav Huna. Okay, Rav Huna's son. He went and he saw that these two Talmidei Chachamim, Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Breid, Rabbi Yehuda, they were reviewing what they learned. They were reviewing the Shir. Diasvi, the Ka'amri, they were reviewing the Shir. This is what they learned in Masechta Nida. They learned Hacheder. They were describing the anatomy of the woman's ovaries. Hacheder mibifnim. The Cheder is mibifnim. It's all the way in the back. The aprozdar, the hallway, mivachutz, that's on the outside. The aliyah and the attic, binuya al shtehen, it's built on top of both. Okay, try to put a picture in your mind. There's a cheder, which is inside. The prozdar is outside, but the aliyah is all the way on top of everything. The lul is a very narrow passageway. Pasuach bein aliyah leprozdar, that takes one from the aliyah, which is the source of good blood, tahar, to the prozdar.
What's the name of that?
A lul. Lul is a little entranceway. Let's say blood is found, nimsa min halul vilifnim. So here, this way most mafarshim explain the Gemara, okay, that we learned, the Mishnah says that blood is to be found in the prozdar. The prozdar is a very wide area, And when it says here, nimsa min halul v'lefnim, that's another way of describing a section of the prozdar. There's a little entranceway that goes from the aliyah to the prozdar. If it's found in the prozdar near v'lefnim on the inside, which means in the prozdar, this is how most professional interpreters are, towards the cheder, in that direction, sveikoi tamei. Min alul v'luchutz, sveikoi tahar. So let me recap. Very simple. Nothing complicated. There is the cheder tamei. Aliyah is tahar. Then there's a prozdar. There's a lul, a little teeny opening between the aliyah, which is blood that's tahar, to the prozdar. Blood is found in the prozdar. It can be found all different parts of the prozdar. If it's found in the prozdar closer to the cheder, tamei. But if it's found in the prozdar closer towards the area of the lul, the little gateway to the aliyah, tahar. Okay, that's what we look. You find it in the prozdar, sveikoi tamei. No, not sveikoi tamei. It depends where in the prozdar. In the prozdar, in the hallway closer to the cheder, it's tamei. In the prozdar, closer to the aliyah, tahar.
What was the lashon of lefnim?
Lefnim means that's a very big question on the Rebbe Rishonim, what those words mean. I'm translating in abstract terms, which pretty much encompasses most of the mepharshim. It means closer towards the cheder, the section that's tamei. So the son, Rav Hud, so Rav was very disturbed what he heard. He didn't like this. So he went to his father and he said to his father, is it true that you said that it's only a suffix? Because over here I hear the Talmidim speaking and they're saying, if it's closer here, then it's tame. If it's closer here, then it's tahar. They are differentiating in the place of the prozdar if it's tame or tar. But when you taught me, I'm your own son, when you taught me this Mishnah, you told me that anywhere in the prozdar it's tame. V'hanan, but we learned in the Mishnah, you taught me, Shecheskosim in Amakar. Anytime you find blood in the prozdar, it's tummy, no matter where you find it. What?
Wasn't it
Sveikot? Yes, Sveikot. Okay, I don't want to go through the year. There are a lot of very technical points. I just want to give a very, very abstract translation of the Gemara. Amalei, so the father said, you're right, they misunderstood me. Okay, there are many ways to understand the Gemara. It's not important for what I want to bring out. Amalei ano hachi kamina. No, that's not what I meant to say. They misunderstood me. Min alul v'lefnim vaday tamei. Min alul v'lechut sveikoi tamei. He just basically says no. It's a matter of semantics. When it says that you find blood in the prose, it's tamei. It depends. They're really right, but you have to understand, reinterpret my words. It's not important that detail of the Gemara for our purposes. Now, Amar Abai, okay, the Gemara is over. Okay, so the Gemara now at this point is over. We'll review in a moment. Abai comes along and he hears the entire discussion between his Rav Huna and his son. And what the Talmidim says, and Abai says, I don't understand this. It doesn't make any sense to me. If blood is found in the prozdar, it should automatically, there should never be a situation where the blood is tahar. Because why, if the blood is found, if the blood is found min halul v'luchutz the sveikoi tamei. I take a step back. Let me go back one more. Rav Huna told his son, you're right, there was a mistake made. Let me tell you the true interpretation. If blood is found in the prozdar closer to the cheder, vadai tamei. Vadai. 100% tamei. If the blood is found closer to the aliyah in the prozdar, safek. So no longer is there a contradiction to what you've heard. No, so let's just go through the Gemara very quickly and then we'll come back and tell you the loose ends that we need for our discussion. Abai then said, I don't understand. Amalei Abaye, Abaye said, Maish lamina lulvuluchutz the sake of tamei. If you find it towards the aliyah, it's tamei. It's a safik. The dilma, why is it only a, why is it a safik? The dilma shochaso mechadim, because maybe the woman she jumped. She towards the cheder. No. Towards the revision. When we revise the Gemara, if you find it towards the aliyah, it's safek. After Afuna's revision, when Afuna revised the Gemara, if you find it towards the aliyah, it's sveikai tame. Why? But if it's closer to the aliyah, it should be tahar. If blood is found in the prozdar near the entrance to the aliyah, we should assume the blood is tahar. Why do you want to be machmer and declare the blood that's found in the prose are close to the liya safek tameh? Because maybe the woman, she jumped. And when she jumped, it's natural for the blood to go in that direction. The blood really started off in the cheder. It was in the prozdar. And it's natural for it to gravity to go downwards towards the area of the prozdar that's near the aliyah. Just because it's near the aliyah, which would mean that it should be tahar, maybe it traveled from the place of the cheder. If that's the logic, so a woman sometimes can jump backwards. And if she jumps backwards, just because you find blood in the prozdar towards the cheder, who says it's vadai tameh? Maybe it's blood from the aliyah, which went upwards, backwards. So Ema is the kash, she jumped to ma'aliyah also. Elo Amar by Abai himself disagrees. Ibasar chashash, if you want to be concerned for rare occurrences where a woman jumps forward, jumps backwards, you're right. Then every single time we really don't know where the blood came from. Maybe the blood came from a good source, from a bad source. But let's discuss a simple case where the woman's not jumping around. She's just sitting, staying put. And the blood is found in the prozdar. And let's talk about chazakis. No rare cases. If the blood is closer to the cheder, it's tameh. If it's closer to the aliyah, it is tahor. Okay, that's the Gemara. And then the Gemara goes further. There's a long, complicated Gemara. And then the Gemara introduces one more new yisod to shed light on the sugya. In the prozdar, there's a gag and this karka. If the blood is on the karka, it's problematic. The blood is on the aliyah, on the attic of the prozdar, high up, on the gag, the roof of the prozdar, then it's tahor.
Wait, on the aliyah?
The gag of the prozdar, the top of the prozdar is tahor. So let me review just very quickly all the basic yisodos. Moshul chacham, this is your service to the Gemara. Learn yourself, Nida. You don't know this Gemara, you're in the Lanar Chal, because this is like really touches upon all of the yisodos of Nida, at least the anatomy of it, but what's all about. There's a cheder, there's an aliyah, and there is a prozdar. The cheder is tameh. Don't go there. The aliyah, tahor. The prozdar is the hallway. And the cheder opens up into the prozdar, and there's a little teeny lull which goes also to the aliyah. If blood is found in the prozdar, what's the halacha? So basically the Gemara says, if it's close in the prozdar, if it's closer towards the cheder, tamei vadai. If it's closer towards the aliyah, maybe yes, maybe no. It's probably from the aliyah, but you never know. It could have come down from the cheder, so it's a saf, but it's not a vada. And we also have to take into consideration, which is not what we want to get into, where in the prozdar. If it's higher up in the prozdar, then in the anatomy of the woman, it's more of an indication that it came from the aliyah. If it's lower down in the prozdar, there's more grounds to be machmir, that it should be tameh.
You said the aliyah was on top of
yes.
The prozdar. So how could you ever have blood on the gag?
Okay, don't worry, it's all abstract. Don't get it done. Now, question is, open up a biology book. Take out a college biology book.
Yes. Art school has a picture.
Art school, it's not a real picture. That's not a real picture.
I'm thinking
open up a biology book and try to map.
Seriously?
Okay. We have to finish this. Open up a biology book and try to map. Show me on the biology book what is the cheder, what is the aliyah, what is the prozdar. What is the, where is the law that takes me from the Aliyah to the Prozdar? Show me in the Prozdar which part of the Prozdar is closer towards the Cheder, and which part of the Prozdar is closer towards the Aliyah, and show me why it would be natural for the blood to go downwards, from the Cheder in the Prozdar towards the area that's underneath the Aliyah, and show me why it would have to go upwards to go from the Aliyah towards the Cheder, and explain to me which part is called the Gag of the Prozdar, and which part is called the Karaka of the Prozdar. So believe it or not, Rashi and Tosfos and the Rambam explain indeed, I mean not in detail, but Rashi, they explain to you what exactly, which part is called the Cheder. They explain in detail the anatomy of a woman. The problem is, we don't understand one word that they write.
The Rambam
also explains it. The problem is, we don't understand anything the Rambam, what the Rambam says. And all of the Mepharshim acknowledge that. So it's a very excellent note in the article. The article elaborates in detail the pictures, and they basically say, they say the Aliyah is either the bladder, or the Aliyah is some other part, or the organ, or there are different tubes. Okay, there are different tubes. They're all different parts of the anatomy, which the Aliyah can refer to, but the problem is that our knowledge of today does not fit with anything that it says in Rashi, Tosfos, or the Rambam to a certain degree. It doesn't make any sense. We don't understand. They want to say that in ancient times they were dealing with here with a woman who gets an infection. She gets an infection. There can be holes, or due to a traumatic childbirth, it can cause there to be openings to develop in ways which are not natural, which do not happen today due to advanced medicine. And that's why when we talk about Aliyah, we're talking about blood from another organ that has nothing to do with the reproductive system of a woman, and somehow that blood gets in there due to infection, due to different unusual circumstances. Everything is unknown, it is extremely complicated, and everyone acknowledges in today's day and age that we really have no understanding of the Metzius in relating what it says here in the Gemara to our modern day understanding. We learn it theoretically. When it comes to the rules of the Hilchas Nida, basically we're extremely machmir, because we don't know what this means. So anytime there's blood, period, that's it. There's nothing to talk about. Dam is dam. A woman's a nida. Maybe you'll find some leniency in some extreme case, in unusual circumstances where there's an esat tzach, where a woman needs to be tar for different reasons. They'll find some leniency. But derech klal, we have no understanding what this means. We're baffled with the words of Rashi, the words of Tosfos, and the words of the Rambam, and other Rishonim as well. Okay, but it's still Gemara, and you have to learn the Yesodos. And it's a nice thing to know. You learn Masech Nida, you should walk away knowing there's something called a Cheder, there's something called a Prozdar, an Aliyah, there's something called a Prozdar, and there is a Lul, and there is blood closer towards the Cheder, blood closer towards the Aliyah, and there's a Gag and an Aliyah. Now, with all of this being said, I came across the teeny little note when I was learning the Gemara, teeny little note to Ayin in the Yaros Devash. He says that Al derech remez, what this whole Gemara can mean, al derech remez. Drush! So over the Yaros Devash, there's two lines. I didn't really understand very much, but he inspired me to tell you the following. The following drush, at least to some degree, to remember this sugya in Masech Nida. Now let me begin, a little drush. The cheder is the Yetzahar. The cheder is the chamber. The chamber, he really says, the cheder are the rishonim. And he brings a pasuk. He has a pasuk in Tehillim. He brings a pasuk that shows, that associates the rechem with rishon. He has a pasuk in Tehillim that says, "Zoyru rishonim me rechem." The wicked are seated from the rechem. The rechem is the rechem. That's the makar. That is the makar. That is the cheder. So, for our purposes, we're going to assume that the cheder is the Yetzer Hara. Okay? I think that's fair. It says, Tomei! Marshal, it's a marshal, right? I have a right to the, where do you have a mission that gives you an opening to say something like this? Marshal, Marshalu Chacham Isha. Chazal have used the organs, the parts of the woman's body as a metaphor for something. So that's Hacheder, Via Prozdar Eliyah. Dam Hacheder, Tomei. It's the Yetzer Hara. The Aliyah is the Yetzer Tov. How do you know this? This is the Yarstvash says. Gemara Masech the Sukkot Daf Mem Hey. Re'isi b'nei Aliyah v'heima mu'atim. I have seen the tzaddikim, and they're very few. And the way the Gemara refers to the tzaddikim, they're called the b'nei Aliyah, the people who are on their way up. The b'nei Aliyah, right? B'nei Aliyah, the people who attach themselves to the Yetzer Tov. The prozdar, you don't need more than that. Chazal say, Oilam hazeh is doimel the prozdar. This world is compared to a prozdar that leads into the traklin gadol, to the beis hachitz. And after the prozdar comes in the woman, what's called the beis hachitz, in the outer chamber. That's the lower part of the body. The beis hachitz. And this world is the hallway. Haskein atzmecha beprozdar. When you're here in this world, prepare yourselves to Torah mitzvos. Musar, you're a Shemayim. Prepare yourself in the prozdar so that you'll merit to come into the traklin, the Olam HaEmes, to come into the traklin gadol. Okay, so here a person finds himself, it says here in the Mishnah, we have over here, let me give you the Gemara with our Mashal. The Gemara starts off, Ram Rameshul Rangis, Barbed Rav Huda, Tani Nida, Bey Rav Huda, Ashachin Rav, Rabbi Rav Huda, Yasu, Kamer, HaCheder, Bifnim. The Cheder is Bifnim. It's early. What's shot early? When does a person get a Yetzer Hara? When he's born. When do you get the Yetzer Tov? You ever go to a Bar Mitzvah? You have a Bar Mitzvah Josh? We always say this. When does a person get the Yetzer Tov? At his Bar Mitzvah. The Yetzer Leif Ha'odam Ra Min Uraf. The Yetzer Tov first comes when you Bar Mitzvah. The Cheder Mibifnim. The Yetzer Hara, it's from Bifnim, comes first. Person is affected ra min uraf. The prozdar is this world that's on the outside. The aliyah benuya al shem, but the aliyah, the yetzer toif, the koyach of the yetzer toif, this is al gabeim, this is the ikar. Okay, let's go a little bit further. The lul pasuach ben aliyah the prozdar, there's a little opening. A person, the yetzer toif has very little influence over this world. The yetzer hara, you see what's going on in the street. You blink, if you just blink, you're finished. The Yetzer Hara is mibifnim, it's long established in this world. The Yetzer Toiv, it's hard, it's a little lull, there's a little small channel for it to influence a person, the prozdar in this world, to follow the Yetzer Toiv. Now, person finds himself in this world. Nimsa, now you look at a person. Nimsa min halul v'lifnim, you're in the prozdar. A person discovers himself living in this world, in the prozdar. But the prozdar is very big. Where are you? If you find yourself in the prozdar closer to the cheder, to the yetzer hara, under the influences of the cheder, if you're in this world and you attach yourself, you follow the forces of the yetzer hara, Seikotame. A person has a suffix if he'll survive this world. He'll be able to be Zachal Lechaye Ha'ilam Haba. But Menalu Velechutz, but the person in the prozdar, in the Olam Hazeh, puts himself on the side of the prozdar, right under the lull of the Yetzer Tov, you attach yourself to Torah Mitzvos. Seikotame. It's no guarantee. But you're pretty much set. If you do what you're supposed to do, you'll be tahar, you'll come to Olam Emes, you'll be okay. Also, but you taught a Sveiko Tami. There's a contradiction. So he said, you're right. Let me revise. Let me revise my statement. You're right. Now this is scary. Revision. The koyach of the Yetzer Hara is so great in this world, in the prozdar. If you go in this world and you put yourself right underneath the cheder, the Yetzer Hara, vadai, there's no hope. Min halul v'lechutz, the only chance you have to survive in this world's chance is to stay in the prozdar, stay on the side of the Yetzer Tov. No guarantees. Seiko, you have to struggle your whole life to overcome the Yetzer Hara. Amrei Abaye says, what's the difference? We find people that are very bad influences in this world. These people that come from bad families, they have no education, they have no background, and yet they overcome, they become tzaddikim gemurim. And we find people that come from good stock, they're children of great people, and Rachmana Litzlan, they go off the derech. So why are you telling me that if you're in the prosdar and you put yourself by the cheder, it's guaranteed to be tamei. But if you put yourself with the yetzer hatoyv, you're guaranteed to be sekel tar. We see in the world it's not like that. We see people who have come from places which are ra, and they become tzaddikim gemurim. We find people that come from good stock and they go off the derech. So why are you telling me this? So Abai says, listen, so Rav Huna said, listen, Rabbi said, listen, if you want to talk about unusual circumstances, you're right. Guaranteed. There's no rules. People can jump forward and can jump backwards. You're right. There are exceptions. There are people that come from difficult backgrounds and they overcome their difficulties, their handicap, and they become tzaddikim. There are people that come from good backgrounds and they give it all up. Well, I'm talking about chazaka. I'm talking about Rubuduru, Chazaka, what can you expect? If your person is in the prosdar and he puts himself under the influence of the Yetzer Hara, there are exceptions. But Rubuduru, the Chazaka is Tomei, Vadai Tomei. If you put yourself under the influence of the Yetzer Toiv, under the Lul that leads to the Aliyah, the chazaka is, if you learn Torah and you daven, you do mitzvos, the chazaka is sveikoi tohar, tomei, it's only a suffix. There's hope, there is a solution. And then the Gemara says there's one other factor which contributes to this in the prosdar. There's the gag and there is the karka. The karka represents the gashmis, the aretz, the earth. The gaga represents the shemayim. The prosdar is olam hazeh. The Aliyah, the Gag, the roof refers to in Yonei Ruchnias or Shemayim. The Karka refers to the Gashmias. If you attach yourself to the Gashmias, that's an influence that will affect the decision of there being Vadai Tomei. But if you're in the Prozdar and you are attaching yourself to the Aliyah, referring to the Shemayim in Yonei Ruchnias, then at least there's a little bit of hope. So perhaps this is a little bit of a way to remember the Gemara. To remember the Cheder, the Aliyah, the Prozdar, the Lul, the Gag, the Karaka. The Cheder is the Yetzer Hara. It's the Kadmon that came before. And the Aliyah is the Yetzer Toiv. The Prozdar is Olam Hazeh. And Olam Hazeh, where you stand makes all the difference. If you stand under the influence of the Yetzer Hara, you put yourself in a position where you're under the Yetzer Hara, Vadai Tomei. Cheskosoi, not Vadai. Cheskosoi Vadai Tame. If you want to attach yourself to the Lul that goes to the Aliyah, there's a Chazaka that you're not Vadai Tame. You'll come out okay. But of course, there are exceptions. There are people that can overcome things, they can jump forward and jump backwards. And we also have to remember that we have to strive to attach ourselves to the Agag and not drag ourselves down to the Karaka of the Prostar. That's my little Jewish for Sech the Nida. Yeah.